Well, I think it's because of organizations like ourselves who've been reporting all around the world these atrocities. It's because now that a number of other countries have looked at this and realized that it's a serious issue. And I mean, we're looking at widespread condemnation throughout the world. The Czech Republic, New Zealand, Australia, Lithuania, Estonia, the Netherlands, Slovakia, Hungary. I think it's because it's got to a serious pitch, because they're still using rape as a weapon of war, forced labor, torture, forcible conscription of child soldiers, destroying more than 3,300 ethnic villages in eastern Burma alone, using people as human minesweepers. So I think all in all these things, and of course the cyclone also, and what happened afterwards in 2008, all cause concern for countries around the world. So I think it's going to come to a point where the UN will have to do something and set up an inquiry. And I think China would also have to take a note of what any resolution or which called for a commission inquiry. They would have to take it seriously, because Burma's border with China, some 70% of all Burma's aid comes through China. And so it's got to worry the Chinese as well that these things have now been said, and support has been expressed for this commission, and now the UN rapporteur is asking for this. You know, it's a serious issue. Now, we've been asking that for some time, and we'd already come to that conclusion 2 or 3 years ago. And so these are serious accusations. They have to be taken more seriously than ever before, because the rapporteur has gone further than any rapporteur before. And so now that 13 countries to have expressed support for this, then the UN must take cognizance of this and act on it. And they could set up a commission inquiry into crimes against humanity through a resolution adopted by the Human Rights Council, or the Security Council, or even the Secretary General on his own right could do that on his own initiative.